This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. As you read through 2 Corinthians, you'll notice in chapter 5 some things that were going on in the life of Paul as he sought to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ and as he tried enlisting others to that ministry as well. Their message would be to persuade sinners to repent and turn to the Savior who had given his life for their salvation. He lists in chapter 5 three forces that motivated him in his mission for God, in his mission of taking the good news to the ends of the world. Verse 9 says, "So we make it our goal to please God." Pleasing God was a high priority in Paul's life. It was a high priority in Christ's life, and it should be a high priority in our life. One way to please God, according to Jesus, is to keep his commands. Taking the good news to the ends of the world is commanded by God. Verse 11 says, "Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men." He knew that ultimately men were going to face the judgment. They will have to give an accounting before God. And if they don't know Christ, if they haven't found forgiveness through him, they will not be able to pass the test or the judgment. Knowing the terror of the Lord, knowing the fear of the Lord, he tried to persuade men to get right with God. Verse 14 says, "Christ's love compels us." It was the love of Christ gripping his heart that compelled him to go out into the world to share that love with those who desperately needed it. I trust that these three motivating forces will be a part of getting you to take the good news to your neighbor. And I trust that God will bless you as you do.